You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on WNYC. Good morning. I'm Eddie Robinson. It's prom season, and for many, that means a weekend at the Jersey Shore. Governor Chris Christie recently encouraged prom-goers not to let the destruction from Sandy interfere with the tradition of showing up at the beach in gowns and tuxedos.
It's one of those rites of passage that makes parents absolutely crazy, but that kids will always remember for the rest of their lives.
Property owners who are ready to rent say family vacation rentals are down, but prom group rentals are as high as ever. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez brings us along for the high school tradition.
At a golf course in upstate New York for pre-prom pictures, a group of boys in tuxedos are already holding their dates' glittery clutch purses, stepping on sequined dresses left and right.
John Mallett literally stepped on my dress and dragged me.
I'm sorry.
After prom, the group is off to an 18 and up club in New York City. And then?
Oh, we're going to the Jersey Shore.
17-year-old John Mallon is renting a beach house in Seaside Heights with his girlfriend and eight others.
And it costs a ton of money.
Between $200 and $400 per person for the weekend, and at least a $1,000 security deposit for prom groups. Only one person in the house needs to be an adult, and being 18 years old on prom night can really pay off.
I heard like one kid was paid $300 to put it in his name alone. They'll pay the one kid to put it in their name.
Prom groups from New York, North Jersey, and Philadelphia make the trek to Seaside Heights or Wildwood every year after the big dance. Many rent their beach homes a year in advance. When Sandy hit, parents and their kids worried the area wouldn't rebound in time for prom season. But seniors like Brianna McCarter aren't letting Sandy's destruction get in the way of the prom tradition.
Even the boardwalk isn't there, we'll still make the best of it.
I mean, I don't care. We're with our friends. We're going to have a fun time, so I think we're going to enjoy it.
And you said it was like a tradition. Do you think, I mean, did your parents go to the Jersey Shore after their prom?
Well, I know my girlfriend's stepfather went to the Jersey Shore. He's talked about it. He said he went down and slept on the beach, so I guess he had a good time.
My mom doesn't talk about it, so she probably did.
Many of the parents who went to the Jersey Shore after their prom are now standing outside, sending their kids off in a party bus. It's basically a club on wheels, and moms and dads can't help but take a peek inside. Awed by the neon lights, shocked by the stripper poles, and lamenting how they went to prom in a Chevy.
Somebody else sit on somebody's lap so Andrew and Maddie can have a seat.
Well, we don't know about that.
Not yet.
A lot of rules.
Okay, back to business. Who's going in for the talk?
I can't go in.
Okay.
She's going, go.
Okay, who's going in?
Wait,
hold the umbrella.
Okay, can I have everybody listen for a minute? Oh, listen to me.
This is really
there can be no alcohol or drugs found on this bus, okay? No alcohol or drugs.
And with that, they're off.
Have fun, guys.
Up and down the Jersey Shore, limos and party buses packed with 50 kids show up at 2 and 3 in the morning.
So right away, they're throwing off their high heels, putting their flip-flops on, letting their hair down, and you can see the smile on the kids' faces.
Tom Partica rents beach homes to minors. A quick search online will bring up pages and pages of ads from property managers that read, "Young groups welcome" and "Prom groups welcome." Partica requires all kids under age 18 to hand over a notarized letter from their parents. Even the minors sign a lease, and it states no underage drinking or illegal drug use will be tolerated.
You know, they will sneak in from time to time, but you can't watch them. Once they come in the house, it's their house. Unless there's an extreme emergency, I don't bother them inside the houses.
By this time last year, people who rent out their beach homes, like Tom Partica or Richard Pink, say that at least 30% of the summer is already booked. Right now, less than 10% is booked for family vacations. But prom group rentals are as high as ever.
I don't know that particular group has slowed down.
Pink doesn't rent to teenagers.
But I get calls every day. I mean, a lot.
I check back in with the prom party as they're getting ready to leave their beach house.
I'm gonna dump it on the clean dishes.
Don't get the clean dishes back in the dirty sink.
They wake up early in the morning to clean their two-story, four-bedroom beach house, arranging chairs around the tiki bar in the backyard, picking up towels from the outdoor shower, washing and putting away dishes.
Are you guys kidding? Does this house look clean? Get up.
My girlfriend's telling me this.
For Lindsay Pugh and her friends, going to the shore after prom is about more than having all the bells and whistles of a fully restored boardwalk. It's about being with friends.
Whatever we're doing, I think we're going to be apart. So I think this is kind of our last hurrah before graduation. So this is it for us.
That is, except for the kids who come back for the next big teen weekend at the shore, graduation. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.